up in the Hall of Fame. Some go down in the blaze of glory. Some people never ever make a name, but change the game in someone's story. I'm still trying to leave my mark with a simple song and an old guitar. One thing I've learned out on the road is nobody is nobody. The sun goes up, sun goes down, takes all kinds of make this world go round. Everybody's somebody, someone, son of sinner, sinner, son of God. Nobody's nobody, no, no, nobody, no, no, nobody, no, no. Nobody's nobody. Someone's out filling the tank, keeping the good years on the road, but someone's filling up their drain.
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With Labor Day behind us now, summer may be winding down, but summer weather, well, that's hanging on with a vengeance, with strong storms and withering heat and humidity widespread.
It's expected to stay sunny and dry in much of the Intermountain West, the Southwest, and the Eastern United States. The National Weather Service forecasts record-breaking temperatures running more than 10 degrees above normal from Texas into the upper Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast. This heat wave will persist in the east through Thursday. Rain is forecast in the Dakotas and from eastern Michigan down to Louisiana and eastern Texas. There's a possibility of severe storms with damaging winds and hail, especially in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. I'm Jennifer Kane.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's impeachment trial gets underway today in the state Senate. Accused of bribery and abusing public trust, Paxton condemns the proceedings as a politically motivated sham. Capitol Hill comes alive again today as senators return following their August recess. The House due back next week and averting a potential government shutdown, that's job one.
Lawmakers don't have much time to pass a short-term funding measure to keep government offices fully functioning. The House is scheduled to meet for just 11 days before the government's fiscal year ends September 30th. The continuing resolution would keep government offices running while lawmakers iron out a budget. But Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy faces resistance from within his own ranks, including some hardline conservatives who embrace the idea of a government shutdown. Donna Warder, Washington.
A heavily armed North Korea may be set to sell Russia the munitions it needs to press the war in Ukraine. Reports that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will travel to Russia before month's end to meet with Vladimir Putin. On Wall Street, Dow futures 10 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Part of China's Great Wall, a national treasure in China, has been intentionally heavily damaged.
The machinery's tracks were the giveaway. Police saw a large section of the Great Wall of China had been destroyed and simply followed the trail. According to state media, a man and a woman were questioned and admitted they'd used an excavator to smash through China's most famous historical structure. They reportedly said they did it to create a shortcut to reduce travel time for them in the future. Officials said the pair had caused irreversible damage to a section of the wall, which had been constructed in the Ming Dynasty between the 14th and 17th centuries.
The BBC's Stephen McDonald. Just one new case of Legionnaire's disease reported in southeast Poland, in an area close to the border with Ukraine. Considered an indication that the spread of that disease has been curbed following chlorine disinfection of the local water system. News and analysis, townhall.com. While First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID-19, the president's results so far have been negative.
The First Lady's office announced the positive test result Monday evening and said she only has mild symptoms. The president was tested for the virus, but his results were negative. A press spokesperson says the president would continue testing regularly and would be monitored for symptoms. He is at the White House while Jill Biden remains at their home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware for the time being. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More libraries cutting ties with the American Library Association as a professional group defends books at her flag because of what many parents and some local officials consider content inappropriate for young children. A local library system in Wyoming was among the first to leave the ALA. State libraries in Missouri and Texas and libraries in Midland, Texas, all following suit in recent weeks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station. Or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. A Nina woman has died following a stabbing incident in Clintonville. Police there found the woman during the noon hour Monday with what appeared to be a stab wound. The 39-year-old victim was taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. A 19-year-old Nina man was identified at the scene as a suspect and was taken into custody. The man was sent to the Waupaca County Jail. He's been charged with first-degree intentional homicide. The names of the victim and suspect were not released. A drone caught two teens allegedly throwing rocks onto a highway in Fitchburg. police there say during the late night hours of August 15th, 16th, and 19th, they received reports of rocks being thrown and dropped from a railroad bridge onto State Highway 14. Monday, the department dispatched a drone to the area of the incidents and located two boys on the bridge, one allegedly throwing rocks onto the highway. Officers arrived at the scene, arrested the 15-year-old boy, while another 15-year-old boy at the scene tried to run away and hide. He was found nearby and arrested. Police say at least 18 vehicles were damaged during the three rock-throwing incidents, with two people suffering minor injuries from them as well. A couple fishermen came to the aid of a capsized boat in Lake Michigan Monday evening. Mitchell Orlowski and Kurt Kimpton were fishing in Milwaukee's McKinley Marina when they say they saw a boat flip in the waves of the lake. As the two men from the Wisconsin Dells raced over to help, they spotted three people clinging to the overturned boat, with one holding a dog. None of them were wearing a life jacket. The fishermen hoisted the three and the dog into their small fishing boat to save them. The Milwaukee Fire Department says the three in the flip boat were taken to a hospital as a precautionary measure, and everybody's okay. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the 1st of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Manitowoc's annual Out of This World celebration is this Saturday. Rahr West Art Museum Executive Director Greg Vadney says Sputnik Fest commemorates the date in 1962 when a piece of a Russian spacecraft embedded itself in the street in front of the museum.
You can see some photos of the people digging it up out of the street, the two police officers who found it, and then when they were doing the analysis with the museum right there.
The full list of Sputnik Fest activities can be seen at the Sputnik Fest page on the museum's website. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to join its corps of certified hunter education instructors. Hunter Education Administrator Michael Weber.
You know, we felt the effects of a declining instructor corps. Currently, we're sitting around 2,500 instructors, and we're looking to recruit and get more instructors on board.
For more info about becoming a volunteer instructor or applying, visit the DNR website. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Nachos! Yeah, you nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no friends? Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for partly sunny skies. Do pick up a chance for some afternoon showers and storms developing with highs up to 88. Lover winds out of the south at 10 to 15. Then showers and storms likely for tonight. Some storms possibly strong to severe with heavy rainfall, low of 60. Wednesday, showers and storms continuing, mid-60s for highs. And for Thursday, quite cool in the upper 50s. Friday, more in the way of sunshine making a return in the upper 60s for high temperatures. And for Saturday, a good deal of sunshine back up to 72. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 73.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and business reports printed, and they have to be perfect.
I need beautifully bound booklets for my business.
Your presentations and booklets will be in captivating color, beautifully bound, and will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. And right now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing on orders of $40 or more. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 9/30. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. 98Q Country, Jack FM, and the Tavern League of Price County are unwavering in our advocacy for promoting drink responsibly this summer while you're out at area festivals, parties, fairs, and Tavern League member activities. We remind you, don't drink and drive. Get a designated driver. This reminder comes to you from this business.
Visit John C. Ma Corner Bar and Grill, home of the Smash Burger, featuring 2 quarter-pound patties loaded with 2 layers of onions and cheese, served on a brioche bun. Or try the grilled Philly Smash Burger, served on Texas toast, and enjoy a 2 or 3 piece fish fry on Friday for under $12 at John C. Ma Corner Bar and Grill, where John never skimps on the cheese. Open 7 days a week and located 3 miles south of Phillips at the corners of 111 and Highway 13.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. It's that time of year to brush up on tree stand safety. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters to take proper precautions and follow all the safety best practices before climbing into a tree stand this fall. I'll share some tips when we return, but first.
Is your yard ready for fall? Pick up the essentials during Fleet Farm's Fall Yard Prep. Get everything you need, like Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Lawn Food, on sale, $49.99. Get 5 bags of Scott's Triple Shred Mulch for just $10. And all poly tarps are 20% off. Plus, shop our wide selection of cleanup gear, like rakes, wheelbarrows, power equipment, and more. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
The archery deer hunting season in the Badger State kicks off on Saturday, September 16th, and surveys indicate that 1/4 of Wisconsin bow hunters have experienced a fall or near fall from an elevated tree stand in the past. Additionally, research has shown that risky tree stand climbing behavior becomes more likely to catch up to hunters the longer they hunt. To avoid accidents and ensure a safe outing, always be mindful of some basic rules of tree stand safety. First, always wear a full body harness. Connect the harness to the tether line and keep that tether line short. It's designed to keep the wearer in the seat and not catch them after falling. When climbing in and out of a tree stand, always keep 3 points of contact. That means always keeping 2 hands and 1 foot, or 2 feet and 1 hand, in contact with the stand or ground. Always use a haul line to raise or lower firearms or your bow. And before heading out, tell someone where you'll be hunting and when you expect to return. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Sing my share of broken halos, broken wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go. Broken halos that used to shine. Angel.
like my roof on the house. We turning up, got double cups, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you bring me. Come on.
Sinners and believers, learning happy.
down there at 98Q Country. We've got a hot one today and then much cooler for the rest of the week. Thunderstorms are going to rumble through. We're going to see that humidity that's hanging around right now. It's being chased down by a cold front, and eventually they will meet, and it's not going to be pretty. They're going to see some severe thunderstorms, a real good possibility right around supper time or earlier tonight. So keep that in mind as you plan your day today. Birthdays and anniversaries, if we missed you from yesterday or the weekend, or you got one today, give us a call quick. Wish them a happy day is what we'll do, and then we'll give them a chance to win that cake on Friday. It's a wonderful thing, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One, 715-762-3221. Birthdays, anniversaries, all of our celebrants in just a moment.
I know a lot of you really want the State Farm personal price plan, but what's with the oversharing? Like this message Mateo left.
Jake from State Farm, you should know orange juice commercials make me cry. I feel bad for the oranges.
You don't need to get that personal. The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability and eligibility may vary.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Birthday wishes. Brandon Reed is on our birthday list today. Brandon from the family, happy birthday to you. Actually celebrated back on, Saturday over the weekend. So happy belated, Brandon. You're in for the cake drawing on Friday. Some other significant celebrities that are celebrating on this, the 5th day of September of 2023. The Dutch actress Carice Van Houten. She played Melisandre on TV's Game of Thrones, and she's 47. Rose McGowan, the actress from Scream, Jawbreaker, Ready to Rumble, is 50 today. Dweezil Zappa, Frank Zappa's oldest son, is a singer, guitarist, and actor. Dweezil Zappa is 54 today. Michael Keaton received a Best Actor Oscar nomination for Birdman in 2015. Many other films, including Spotlight, Mr. Mom was a good one, Beetlejuice, of course, Batman, Batman Returns, Pacific Heights, The Other Guys, Herbie, Fully Loaded, 72 for Michael Keaton today. Jamie Oldacker, O-L-D-A-K-E-R, the Tulsa native, briefly drummed for Bob Seger and then for Leon Russell before serving two stints in Eric Clapton's band, starting with the chart-topping 451 Ocean Boulevard album. He played on hits such as I Shot the Sheriff, Wonderful Tonight, Lay Down Sally, briefly backed ex-Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley in his Frehley Comet group. Jamie Oldacker, born on this day, 1951, passed in 2020. Freddie Mercury, of course, the Queen movie was kind of brought him to a new generation of people. Queen's lead singer, his pianist, songwriter. He was a talented man, there's no doubt about it. But had a lot of issues, as a lot of people do in the celebrity world. His real name, by the way, is Farouk Bulsara. Farouk Bulsara, Freddie Mercury, lead singer of Queen, born on this day, 1946. He passed in 1991. William Devane, the actor from Family Plot, Rolling Thunder, TV's Knots Landings, 24, played President John F. Kennedy in a TV movie. Also 83 for William Devane today. Raquel Welch. Her real name, I just love, and it still happens nowadays, but not as much as it used to. Her real name is Jo Raquel Tejada. Jo Raquel Tejada. And in a meeting somewhere with an agent, they decided Raquel Welch was going to be her Hollywood name. The actress from 1 Million Years BC and many, many, many others. She was the sex symbol of her era. She really was. Passed in 2000. Just in February of this year, she passed away, born in 1940, Raquel Welch. George Lazenby, L-A-Z-E-N-B-Y, the Australian actor. He played James Bond in one film. I didn't know the name, but he did play in one film. On Her Majesty's Secret Service was the name of the James Bond film that George Lazenby was in. 84 he is today. And Bob Newhart, he was good at a lot of stuff. He was very good at the comedic phone call. He was better than anybody else at just a camera on him. He's talking on a phone, and he, without even using the voice of the other character, would create comedy like none other. TV actor from the Bob Newhart Show, the original, that's what got it going. And then he transgressed into Newhart and then Bob. He was a 61 Grammy winner, had a recurring role as Professor Proton on The Big Bang Theory. Also, Bob Newhart's still going. Bob Newhart is 94 today.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for partly sunny skies. Do pick up a chance for some afternoon showers and storms developing with highs up to 88. Lover winds out of the south at 10 to 15. Then showers and storms likely for tonight. Some storms possibly strong to severe with heavy rainfall, low of 60. Wednesday, showers and storms continuing, mid-60s for highs. And for Thursday, quite cool in the upper 50s. Friday, more in the way of sunshine making a return in the upper 60s for high temperatures. And for Saturday, a good deal of sunshine back up to 72. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, 74.
Brad Paisley.
Toby Keith.
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98Q Country.
Cause it's a charcoal burning Sunday. Cause we ain't gonna get to one day. That's
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
If I could buy a house on memory lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh corner paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
want you. No, I just want you.
Z-E-I-D-E-R-S. Warren Zeiders. A song is called Pretty Little Poison. Brand new artist, brand new song from 98Q. In case you missed it from the weekend, the Phillips and Shawamigan football teams were in action on Friday. Both went down to defeat. They'll be back at it again this Friday. So both taking it on the chin this past weekend. We've got high school football with Phillips traveling to Luck on Friday right here. Shawamigan hosting Montello. Way down by Madison coming up here to play Shawamigan, 7 o'clock Friday night over on 103.1. Now the Butternut Middle School girls basketball team, their season is underway as they got a game in late last week. The Butternut Midgets controlled the first and third quarters of the games as they took on, as the middle school basketball team took on the South Shore Cardinals, always tough team. And the Cardinals of South Shore were able to pull away down the stretch for a 29-21 win. Brooklyn Tremel leading the way for Butternut Girls with 10. Gianna Nearing added 8. And Virginia Augustine did a very nice job helping out on the defensive side to help shut down South Shore in the paint. So Butternut will go to Mellon now for a game coming up today. The Shawamigan schedule today has volleyball, JV, JV2, and varsity. They're going to be at Abbotsford today. JV2 and JV starting at 5:30. The varsity to follow. What else here we got going on here? We got other things going on here, too. We've got Brewer baseball coming up today. This is getting serious now. We're under 4 weeks. We're under 4 weeks remaining in the season. And it's the Brewers and the Cubs going at it. Like I said earlier this morning, Brewers and Cubs play the final three games of the season at AmFam Field. That could be fun. And I think, I'm not sure about this, but I think we have some tickets for that. And I'm not going to give them away yet. if I got them, we'll see how that series plays out. I'm getting into my digital. Fancy schmancy digital app here for the Brewers to see if that's true, but I thought I saw where we had tickets for Saturday, September 30th. Oh, wow. So as we get a little bit closer, we'll talk about that. I only got two of them, I believe. Do I have tickets for that game? Well, maybe I don't. Maybe I already gave those away to somebody. I guess we already did. We got one for the 16th. All right, so forget it. Skip it. But still, it'll be fun. Thanks, Joel. It'll be fun to follow the Brewers here if you're a baseball fan the final few weeks of the season. Always fun to be in a pennant race.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I know a lot of you really want the State Farm personal price plan, but what's with the oversharing? Like this message Mateo left.
Jake from State Farm, you should know orange juice commercials make me cry. I feel bad for the oranges.
You don't need to get that personal. The State Farm personal price plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods, especially items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and special items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa, available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite lunch and meat snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8, and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcome NEB and Food Share customers.
All right, we promised each week we would chat with our area coaches. We're going to do that now. Coach Precor Phillips will join us at about 9:15. But we got Coach Morgan here from the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op team. Morning to you, Coach.
Morning, Joel.
Good Labor Day weekend. A little relaxing time, I hope.
Maybe. A little bit more stuff around the house that needed to be done. And
there you go.
Practice on Monday, even though it is Labor Day. I joked with the guys that we're going to labor on Labor Day. So
Yeah. Well, it's hard to when you have a, what was that, a Thursday game?
Yeah, having a short week, we could not afford another short week. So
you can't take too many days off right there. You start losing the conditioning and stuff. Well, you knew we talked about it last week. You had Siren, a very good team, and now you had Shell Lake, a team that also was very good last year. Only lost to, I think, Frederick or Luck, I think, was their only
Siren,
loss.
Yeah.
Was last year. So you knew you had another opponent that was that was really top-notch. So let's focus on some of the things that after the game you came away with that maybe your team improved on, because we're going to be building through the season and getting to some teams, I think, that you guys will really be able to be right there with and get some wins. So talk about some of the things you saw positive there.
Well, I mean, I think when you run that gauntlet that we've run, you know, between our scrimmage and our first two games, you know, the teams that we've played are 6-0, not counting games against us. They've outscored opponents like 205-47 or something. So we've definitely played some high quality opponents. And so to that point, I think what our takeaways can be is the intensity that is played. I think that was one of our big takeaways, was when we were in the third and fourth quarter, Shell Lake just didn't stop. They were, you know, really focused on trying to keep us out of the end zone, still tugging on guys. You know, the sidelines were still hyped up, trying to make sure everyone was going. So I think it was a good view of a established program, a great culture, and how hard that you got to work all 48 minutes of a game.
Right. And even, you know, even as good as a team as Shell Lake was, you had opportunities. You had some. Hudson missed some guys. I mean, he'll tell you, if he was sitting right here, he would say it. You had several occasions where you had AJ and others two or three steps behind the defenders. And when a team kind of presses up and forces you to do stuff, you just got to hit those over the top, right?
Yeah, it was kind of a combination of things. A couple, you know, Shell Lake, tip of the cap to their game plan and the way that they attack. Sometimes they got pressure in there. So a little bit of that young team, you know, changing how we try to call out our coverages, especially in the pass protection game. Some things got missed and Hudson got rushed. A few times, though, you know, he had a clean pocket and we just missed some of those opportunities, whether it's we're running one kind of route and we kind of throw it to another route and that changes where the receiver goes. You know, we had four or five that probably could have been big plays that would have then had to, Shell Lake would have had to soften up a little bit, and we might have been able to do some other things. But, you know, that's what good teams do, is they take advantage of those opportunities when they arise, and we just haven't quite done that consistently enough. We certainly have had some big plays earlier, whether it's in a scrimmage. And we did have a 56-yard, catch. and a 90-yard interception return that unfortunately was called back due to a penalty.
So what was that? That was very confusing. We spent a lot of time in the last 30 seconds trying to figure out that play. So what was the final call on that pick?
The final call that I was given was late hit, which did not make any sense because if it was a late hit, it would have had to have been after the whistle, which we would have retained the ball.
Yeah.
And then we would have gotten it, 15 yards from wherever the hit was. Going back and watching the film now, I could see that it should have been a roughing the passer call. At least that's how it was viewed. It was very close. One of those, one-step, two-step type things. But it was called right away. So, the official on film was looking right at it. Yeah. And it's just one of those unfortunate things because, AJ actually had to move from defensive end to linebacker. So he doesn't get a lot of those opportunities to get out in coverage. And you've coached AJ before. He is a good athlete.
Yes, but
speed is not one of the things that we think of when we think of AJ Morgan. So to see him outrun everyone for 90 yards.
He stretched it out pretty good.
Yeah, so that can go on his personal highlight reel. they don't need to know that there was a flag on the play there. So
yeah, exactly. Do we come out okay health-wise out of this game, or what are we looking at as we head into week three?
Always some bumps and bruises. Greg Morgan kind of re-aggravated a wrist injury that he had. He seems to be okay, was full participant in practice yesterday. Corbin Phelps had a little bit of a knee issue. He wasn't at practice yesterday due to a little bit of a family conflict with it being the holiday. Judah Johnson was out with an ankle. He was doing a little bit better. We're not sure. We're going to have to play it day by day this week to see if he'll be available. It's football. You're going to have two or three little bumps and bruises every week. And that's where, you need depth. You need a culture because, next man up. And that's what we're trying to figure out is where do we move some people when people are out.